The following program is offered freely to ensure no one is ever denied access to these practices and conversations. We would like to thank Union Pacific and the Merchants Bank of Commerce, who, in part, sponsor this podcast. If you feel inspired to make a donation to support Wellness Within offerings, you can go to our website at wellnesswithin.org. And while you're there, you can access our Zoom class schedule and YouTube videos, as well as sign up for our newsletter to support you throughout the year.
The great spiritual teachers often remind us how important it is to touch upon the childlike heart. They say, great is the human who has not lost this childlike heart. Life can become very heavy and overwhelming. So when we feel that despair, to touch upon the lightness of life, and remembering back to the child that we all possess inside of us. So if you would find a comfortable position, softly close your eyes. Just begin to settle into this place, this moment, not to worry what is going on around you. Let it be. Take a couple of nice, deep, relaxing breaths. Allow yourself this time to rest. Now I invite you to imagine a little cabin in the woods. It's winter time. It's the middle of the day. And you find yourself inside this cabin. There's a big fireplace on one side of the wall. It has a lovely fire burning in it. And you found a place to sit by a big picture window to look out at the forest. You're very comfortable. You have a light blanket over your legs. As you gaze out, you see a soft world of white. The snow is gently falling from the sky. So pure, so white. You can actually see the delicacy of each tiny flake. And the snow envelops everything in this warm cocoon, a blanket of snow. It's very quiet. The snow seems to have covered all the sounds. And as you're sitting there comfortably, looking out this window, everything seems to have just given you permission to hunker down and be lazy. Your eyes begin to get heavy and you close them. You can hear the crackling of the wood in the fireplace. You can smell the pitch as it burns. fills this little cabin with a lovely smell. And you feel your body just begin to melt, just like the snow does in the sun. The muscles become very soft. The tension begins to leave your body. All the stresses, all the worry. It all begins to ease away. You let the body go. You let it settle in. The mind begins to clear. You even find that you have an urge to sigh. And as you sit here, what comes to mind is from long ago, you remember being dressed very warmly out in the snow, and you decide to make a snow angel. You remember this as if it were yesterday. You lay down flat on the ground in the snow. You spread your arms out wide like wings. And you begin to move your arms and legs up and down and in and out. And then you stop. And you get up and look down to see what you have done. And there you see your snow angel. A white snow angel, pure as the snow that surrounds you. And you kneel down to clear a way around the snow angel, and you lift her up from the ground in your soft hands, and she never makes a sound. And you warm her with hope, and you hand her all of your faith. And the fallen angel clings to you. Then she rises up and you lift her. She turns around and smiles at you before she vanishes from sight into a million snowflakes. The winter begins to chill your body now, but in your heart, you feel the love from above, from the snow angel. And you make a wish to her to protect, to care for, to look after all of us. Alone in the new snow, gentle, beautiful silence, together, unspoiled. And in some unknown way, it provides comfort, a quiet time to heal. to reconnect with nature and to share all that we feel with her. And a beautiful time to gather golden moments from our memories. We find our quiet minds as we become still with our breath. Kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers. One kind word can warm 3 winter months. Touching upon our childlike nature, to be silly, to tap into that innocence that we had, to just be and relax and do nothing, to visualize more. To forget what was tough about yesterday. And remember, every winter has its spring. Stay warm, stay light, stay childlike. Thank you for joining me in your meditation today. Namaste.